The Siyata Deshmaya, today's daf is Kuf Mem Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. We're on the 203rd daf in Shas. We're learning this in the base medrash Mevakshei Emes with social distancing and on Zoom. We're going to begin the Mishnah on daf Kuf Mem Aleph, a very important Mishnah regarding Tilchos Tiltol Muktza, which begins Hakasha Gabi Amita. We're going to be discussing the halachos of Tiltol Muktza. And then we're going to go on to different gezeros that Chazal made, including we're going to discuss scratching off areas that have dirt, and that will bring us also to the halacha from the daily daf, which we'll discuss at the end of the shiur, and that is clearing off stains. On Amud Beis, we're going to continue with different gezeros of Chazal that connect to different dinim of Hotzah. And finally, we're going to come back, we're going to finish the Perek, and we're going to begin Perek Hanotel, Perek Notel, and that's going to take us full circle back to Xeris of Tilta. Let's begin the Mishnah. Hakash al gabe amita. If you have straw that's on top of the bed, lo yinanu biyado, you should not shake it off with your hand. That would be Tilta. Ella minano begufo, but rather, you're allowed to move it with your body. We're going to discuss what that means, to move it with your body. Vima yamachal behema, if it was food, o shahayalav kar, o sadim menane biyada, if it's machal behema, or there was a pillow, o sadim, so then in such a case, then you're allowed to be menane biyada. Menane biyada, if it's on the kar, is going to be considered total min hatzad. You're going to be moving it tangentially, and therefore the halacha is going to be that it's mutter. The halacha is that something that's miyuchad l'maychal behema is not muktza. So since it was miyuchad l'shchiva, so then it's considered klisha melachta l'heter. Mechabshei shel balei batim, if you have those things that are pressed by homeowners, in other words, they're not professional things, but they're pressed by homeowners.
What does that mean, pressed?
Like pressing clothing. Clothes pressers. What?
Like an iron?
Matirin. The halacha is that you're allowed to take the begadim from inside of it, of a low koshin, but you're not allowed to take out from the professional ones. That the halacha is that it's going to be aser, because generally it's done with tzorech chol. The halacha is that you're not allowed to take it out mitzvah Shabbos because you're doing it with tzorech hachol. V'shel kovsin, but the professional ones, lo yigabo, you're not allowed to take it apart. The Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mayim muter me'erev Shabbos, if it was already starting to be taken apart, the pieces that hold the clothing together were starting to take apart the erev Shabbos, matir es kulo, you're allowed to take it entirely on Shabbos, v'shamto, and you're allowed to remove the clothing." The Gemara will flesh out that later on. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has an important halacha in regards to total muktza. Hai pugla, if you have an onion, milmala limata shari, milmata limala asur. It depends on how the onion is sitting when you want to take it out, when it's not attached by a root, but simply covered by dirt. Milmala lamata shari means that the onion is narrow at the bottom, wide at top, and therefore when you're taking it out, no dirt is going to be moved. However, if it's milmata lamala, in a case of where it's wide on the bottom and narrow on top, so then when you pull it out, dirt is going to be dislodged, aser. That is going to be aser. Immediately the Gemara questions this. Amar Vada Baraba Amri Bey Rav Tanina Deloka Rav Nachman. We actually learned the halacha not like Rav Nachman. Why? Hakash al gabe amita. If you have straw that's on top of the bed, lo yinanu biyado. You're not allowed to move it with your hand. Avon nano begufo. But you're allowed to move it with your body. You're allowed to lay down on the straw. V'imhoya maichol behema. Like we learned in our Mishnah, if it's Meichel Behema, therefore it's not going to be Muksa, or it's sitting on the Karen Sadin, so then you're allowed to move it because of Tiltul Min Hatzad. So what do you see? You see that Shma Mina, Tiltul Min Hatzad, Lo Shmei Tiltul. Rav Nachman, who was concerned that you're going to be moving the dirt tangentially, we see from this Braisa, similar to what we had learned in our Mishnah, that Tiltul Min Hatzad, moving it from side to side, is not going to be considered tiltul. Now this is a very important halacha, and this is how this was came in second place of what to do for halacha from the daily daf. I've already done this before, and this is a very, very important halachos, and that is that the Mishnah Brura paskins that if you have a dvar muktza, so you're allowed to kick it with your foot, and you're allowed to push it with a rod. In both of those instances, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the back of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa explains, based on the Ma'aril, that this is based on the idea of a shinui, that the Gemara is telling us that if you're not moving it in the normal manner, so then in such a case, Chazal didn't make the gzeira when it came to muktza. The Chazon Ish strongly disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that our Mishnah spoke about tiltul begufo, and tiltul begufo is not a shinui. But tiltul begufo means, says the Chazon Ish, not that you're allowed to move something with your foot, but you intended in our Mishnah to lay down on the straw. And if it happens to be that the straw moves or the straw covers you, then it's going to be mutter. But it wasn't your intention directly to move it. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says that the heter of tiltul min hatzad, the example that we had in our Gemara as well, was your intention was to take out the onion. Your intention wasn't to move the ground. And so Chazon Ish says the only time it's mutter is not when it's a shinui, not the way Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, Bidas HaMishnah Brura. But rather, the Chazon Ish says the only way it's going to be mutter is if that's not your primary moving. Like in the case of where you're laying down, the nafkamina between the two is whether you're allowed to kick something. The Mishnah Brura says that you're allowed to kick a dvar mutter. So the Chazon Ish says it's not going to be permissible. Okay, that's a very, very important machlokas. Most of us are noeg lekula like the Mishnah Brura, and today I found a new raya to the shita of the Mishnah Brura. Amar of Yehuda in the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Amar of Yehuda, hani pilpili midik chada chada bikasa bisakina shari. When it comes to cutting onions, if you break them, these peppers, if you break them one by one, it's going to be mutter. Tarti, but if you do two of them, aser, it's going to be aser. Why? Because you're doing it with a shinui. If you're doing it with a shinui, so then in such a case, to cut one by one, that was a shinui. They would cut the peppers more than one by one. So Tesis and Dibra Maskel Hani Pilpuli says, what does this Gemara have to do with the previous Gemara? The Gemara previously was talking about Tiltul Min Hatzad. How did the Gemara get off to the topic of Tochen? So when we gave the introduction to the daf, we said we're going to talk about different gzeros. But that's not entirely accurate. Tosa says that we went from one shinui to another shinui. That's what Tosa says. So I thought that this Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, is a raya to the position of the Mishnah Brura that Reb Shlomo Zalman explained, and that is that the heter of Tiltul Min Hatzad is a form of a shinui. That once you have a shinui, Chazal didn't make the gzer by muktza. Hence, as Tosas points out, about seven lines into Divar Maskalani Pilpuli, there's a flow in our Gemara, that the Gemara was matar muktza with a shinui. Now we're talking about tochein, what qualifies for tochein, that's going to be mutter with a shinui. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim, what about the fact that tochein is an iser d'oraisa? So how over here are we going to be matir? So you have to say that in this case, we're talking about only an Iser d'Rabbanan. We're not talking about an Iser d'Oraisa. And because this is not the normal way to do Tochen. Ad k'dei kach, that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Agur, that if we're talking about a Malacha d'Rabbanan, we're generally not matur even a Malacha d'Rabbanan with a Shinui. So how over here are we matur with a Shinui? The answer is that this shinui is such a big shinui, it's not even tochein at all. Okay, so either way, So we have an opinion that says that if you cut it one by one, because of the sakina, again, the shinui is, you have a double shinui. Number one is you're using the handle of the knife. Number two is you're cutting it chada chada. Yes, Rabbi Yamin, what's that? What's that?
The what is tochin derabanan versus derais? Is it the amount that you're being tochin or the item that you're cutting?
Here in this case, it's that you're using the back of the knife.
That's what makes it derabanan, or
yes, that's what makes it derabanan. That's what makes it derabanan. Over
but
here, it's
was that you only did one.
Right. What's that?
And the shinoi was that you only did one and not two.
Correct. Rava Amar, even the Mishai, but Rava disagrees. Rava holds afilu tuva nami. Once you're doing kasa de sakina, it's not even called tochein altogether. The Gemara continues with other gzeiros from Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Yehuda, man de sachi v'maya, someone who's washing in water and he's getting out of the water. Linagne nafshe bereid v'hadu lislik. He should dry himself and then leave the water. Why? Dilma asil asliyar b'amis bekarmelis. We're afraid that he's going to have water that's inside of him, and he's going to be carrying four amis in the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Yihachi ki kanachis nami. Then when he goes, also when he goes into the water, isn't there a problem of carrying the mayim? Because at the end of the day, the area of the water is kadachi kocho arba amis v'asir. He's pushing the water for amos, which is also asir. Says the Gemara, Kocho the Carmelis lo gazu. The fact that he's pushing the water in a Carmelis, that they didn't make a gzera. Another din d'rabban. Amar Abaye v'itemer of Yehuda, tit shal gabe raglo. If you have lime or mud that is on top of your foot, mekancho beregel ve'im mekancho bekoso. You're allowed to rub it off against the ground, but you're not allowed to do it against the wall. Amar Rava, my time of Bekoisa Lois. The Rava said, why can't you do it against the wall? Mishum de Mechzik Kibona, because you're adding to the wall, and that looks like bone. By adding to the line to the wall, it looks like you're being over bone, because it looks like you're adding to the building. So Habinyan Chakla. But here we're talking about a binyan of a sada. This is not a binyan on a bayis. And a kos, and the only time you use a lime is when it comes to a binyan in the field. Binyan chakla. Binyan chakla means in the field. So he's asking Belosha Bitmiya. He's saying, ha binyan chakla, are you building a bungalow in the field? We were talking about someone in the street. Elam our Rav, so therefore Rav learns a different shot. Mekanchil bekosel, you're allowed to rub against the wall. Ve'ein mekanchil bekarka, but ein echanami, there's no problem to put it against the ground. Because we're afraid that you're by rubbing your foot against the ground, you're going to come to make a hole. It seems like that this hole is you're going to make for sure, because we learned that if it's not likely, then it's a davar shein miskalim. So it must have been on the ground where you're going to come to definitely make the hole. Itmar marbder evrina amar echad zeh ve'echad zeh asur. You're not allowed to rub it both against the wall or against the ground. Why? Because it looks like you're adding to with the teeth to the wall. Rav Papa amar echad zeh ve'echad zeh mutter. And Rav Papa said, everything is going to be mutter. We're not choshesh that he's going to come to be memalagumos because it's not likely, and therefore it's a davar shein miskalim. Says the Gemara, the Marbara de Ravina. According to Marbara de Ravina, so how do you rub your foot when it has teeth on it? So the Gemara says, mekankele bekori. So you can't do it neither against the ground nor against the building, but what you can do is rub it against a beam. So that would be the only eitzah. Amar Rava, another gzer midrabanan. Loilesiv inish apume delachya. A person shouldn't sit by the edge of a lechi. We know that a lechi is what's matir a person to carry inside of a mavui. But he has to be careful not to go from the mavui into a rishus, harabin. If he has a chefetz, he can't sit at the edge of a lechi lest he come to carry, to be over Isur of carrying. How? Dilma the gander alei chayfetz. Maybe the chayfetz is going to roll out to the Rishus HaRabim, va'asi lesuya, and then he'll come to carry another halacha. Va'amar Rava lo tzadeh inish kuva. A person is not allowed to be mitzadeh an area on of a barrel in the ground. Dilma asa l'shuya gumos. You have to be careful moving around the barrel. You can't put it well into the ground because we're afraid you're going to come to make a hole. Va'amar Rava, and Rava now has another halacha that we discussed in halacha l'maisa often. That's quite important. Lo lahanik idish undra b'puma d'shisha. A person can't attach to a barrel a moist a wool. Dilma asu l'day schita, because he might come l'day schita. This is reminiscent to the case of Masuch Raisa d'Nezaisa, that you're not allowed to put a wet rag inside a barrel of beer because we're afraid that you're going to come to take it out and cause schita. There's a big discussion, of course, in the Rishonim, whether that qualifies as psik reisha de lo nichale, etc., etc. So here we have the chash that when you squeeze it out, it's going to be a problem with schita, and we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam learns that the schita is melabein, while the Baalei Tosfos learn in Ksuvas Davog, as well as a couple places in Masechta Shabbos, that the kuf yud aleph, that the chash is mefarek. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana taught, teach al gabi bigdo. If you have some lime on top of your beged, mechas kiso mibifnin. You're allowed to rub it on the inside, ve'ein mechas kiso b'chutz, but you're not allowed to rub it on the outside. Rashi says that this looks like melabin. If you're going to clean it off on the outside, that looks like melabin. But if you do it on the inside, it's going to be mutter. Rashi's bothered by a question two lines from the bottom. Rashi's bothered, but why is it not melabein mamish? You've got a stain and you're rubbing it off. So what are we saying? You're allowed to remove the stain if you do it from the inside, but you're not allowed to remove it from the outside. What about the av melacha melabein? So Rashi says it doesn't have water. If you don't have water, it's not an isra melabein. So that we'll discuss in Mirtza Hashem in the halacha from the daily daf. What does that say in terms of halacha lemaisa about removing stains today? Rabbi Akiva Eger, just to start us off, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that Rashi seems to contradict himself. Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that if you have a cloak that is full of dirt, you're not allowed to, it's an Issur D'Oraisa to shake it out from the dirt. So there, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, there it's Malabim, and there's no Mayim. So that's a famous stira. Mirtz Hashem will discuss this as Allah from the daily daf. Amar Abavo, Amar Abalaz, or Amar Riyana. Megarin min al chadash, a person is allowed to rub off on a new shoe, avalo yashan. But he's not allowed to rub off from an old shoe. What's the difference between the two? Rashi says, a new shoe is not likely to peel any leather off, and therefore will not be machik. But an old shoe, you'll be peeling the leather off. Says the Gemara, b'may megaro, how are you allowed to rub off the lime? Amar Rabbi Avo, Bigav Shel Zakin, on the back of a knife that's not sharp, and he's not going to take off the leather, so there's no problem of memachik. The Gemara rejects this opinion. Amar Le'ahu Sabbath, it was a Zakin, and said to Rabbi Avo, Samei Didev, Samei means to remove, Mikmeha, remove your psak from this, from here. The Tanu Rabbi Chia, which Rabbi Chia taught, Ein Negarin Lo'imin Al-Chadish V'lo Min Al-Yashan, you're not allowed to rub off, neither from a new shoe or from an old shoe, the lo yasul raglo b'shemen, and a person is not allowed to anoint his foot with oil, v'hu b'sol chaminol o b'sol chasamim, when he's putting his foot inside the shoe. What's going to be the problem with that? Because if he anoints his foot and he puts it inside the shoe, so then in such a case that will be a problem of ma'abed. He's going to cause the leather to be worked. Avasachis raglo shemen, umeiniach b'sof haminol b'sof hasandal. So he's not allowed to put oil inside of the shoe, but he's allowed to anoint his shoe, his foot, and then put his foot inside of the shoe. B'sof kol gufa shemen, he's allowed to anoint, put oil on his body, umis'agel al gabe katavila, and he's allowed to put or on top of a shulchan, ve'ena choshesh, and there is not going to be any problem, even though maybe there's some type of oil and so on. He's allowed to spread out the hide on top of the table. There isn't going to be a problem of being ma'abed.
What's the lucky he's doing here?
The chashash is that maybe he's being ma'abed the or. So you don't have to be choshesh that he's considered being ma'abed the or, since he's not working it with oil. Okay, so what did we see? We saw that the halacha is ein megarin lo min al chadash v'lo min al yashan, that you're not allowed to remove with the knife. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda qualified, lo shanu el tzachtzecho, aval la'abdo asur. This that we learned, that you're allowed to put your foot inside of the shoe, is if your intention is only to shine the shoe, but not to work the leather. The Gemara says, really? If your intention is to shine the leather, it's mutter? La'abdo pshita. First of all, everybody knows that if your intention is to work the leather, it's going to be usur. V'su l'tzatzeko v'nikom andashari, even to shine the leather is also going to be usur. Eli yitmar, says the Gemara, hachi yitmar. But rather, what we learned is as follows. Amar chizda loy shanu, ela shir l'tzatzeko. Only if you have the amount of oil that's normally used to shine, but your intention was not to shine, I will shir l'abdo usur. But if it's the amount that for ma'abe, of working the leather, so then in such a case, it's going to be asur. Okay, continuing on, more halachos in regards to shoes on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanon, lo yetze katan b'minol gadol. A child can't go out with a shoe that's large in them. Why? Because we're afraid that the shoe is going to fall off and the is going to be carried. Avol yotzu d'cholok gadol, but he's allowed to go on with it, out with a larger tunic, and that we're not afraid. And a woman is not allowed to go out with a torn shoe that's torn above. And also can't be used for chalitza. We're afraid that if she's going to go out the middle of merupat, she's going to be embarrassed and she's going to take it off. And therefore, it's a chash for Shabbos, and it's also therefore not a shoe for chalitza. But b'di'eved, if she did chalitza on that, chalitza sekshera. Then in such a case, the chalitza would be kosher. Ve'ein yotzen b'minal chadash. We learned that you can't go out with a new shoe. That you can't go out with a new shoe. Beza minal amru. What type of new shoe? Minal shel isha. We're talking about a woman's shoe. A woman used to be makdid not to go out with a new shoe, and because if it didn't fit right, she would take it off. But men, that didn't apply to. Tanu bar kapara, bar kapara taught lo shanu, el shiyotze bar sha'achas mvodion. We're talking about a shoe that she didn't put on at all. Avol yotze bomer Shabbos, but if she put it on even for an hour before Shabbos, mutter, that's going to be enough to be mutter. The Gemara now brings two brises that contradict each other in regards to tiltul minal that's on top of a defus. A defus is one of the last things that are done in making a shoe, is the shoe is shaped on something like a shoehorn. But we'll just call it a shoehorn. That would be the defus. So Tani Chada, one brisa says, Shamtim minol me'al gabi imus. You're allowed to take the minol from on top of this defus, from on top of this shoehorn. The Tani Idach, and another brisa said, Ain shamtim. You're not allowed to remove it. So which one is it? Are you allowed to, or are you not allowed to? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha, Rebbe, Eliezer. The brisa that says that's usher is following the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. What are we talking about with Rebbe Eliezer? Ha-Rabbanan. And the other shita is that's being matir is Rabban. What's this machlok? It's this now. How do you look at it in terms of Tuma v'tahara? Minol shal gabi imus. If you have the shoe that's sitting on top of this shoehorn, so are they tamid? In other words, is the shoe considered complete? Do we consider the shoe complete? Rebbe Eliezer mitar. Rebbe Eliezer says it's tar. In other words, it's not considered a kli. The chachamim mitamim, and the chachamim say that it's going to be tamim. So now, the chachamim say it's considered already a shoe. So then, in such a case, it's not a problem to take off the shoe. The shoe is not considered muktzah because the shoe is already a kli. Rabbi Eliezer, who's machmir, is going to hold. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, let's start with Metahir. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's not a kli. So then, if it's not a kli, then you have to be machmir in Tumah V'Tahara. So this is a great example where you're makel in Tumah V'Tahara, you're machmir in Hilchos Shabbos, where you're machmir in Tumah V'Tahara, you'll be makel in Hilchos Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Hani kol amar du Rava. So this makes sense according to Rava the Amar, Dover Shemalach to Isir, Bein Lentzarech Gufa, Bein Lentzarech Mekom Mutter. So once it has a kli, so then in such a case, you'd be allowed to move it. So too over here. Then everything is good, because the Chacham hold, the minnow is considered a kli. So therefore, you're allowed to remove it from the shoehorn, even though the shoehorn is a kli shemalach to the iser. The shoehorn is used for iser. Yet you're allowed to remove it. Why? Because you're allowed to touch the shoehorn because you're using it letzarech mekomo. You need to open the shoehorn to be able to get to the shoe. Elola Abaye, but according to Abaye, the Amar Tzarech Gufa Mutter, that he holds a kli shemalach to the iser, you're only allowed to use if you need to use it itself, the kli itself. But letzarech mekomo, but if you're moving it around to get to something in its place, or to put something in its place, Aser Ma'ikla Neymar, so how can you take off the shoe? The shoe is not going to be a problem if we pass like the Chachamim. But the shoehorn is clearly kli shemalach to the iser. So then that's a raya to the Shita of Rav, who holds that kli shemalach to the iser is mutter, both the Tzarech Gufa and Tzarech Mekomo. Answers the Gemara, Achamayaskina, what are we talking about there, Rafui? You don't even have to move the shoehorn at all. The shoe is so loose, it just, you remove the shoe itself, you don't have to come in contact with the shoehorn. Desanya, we have a raya to this. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, im haya rafui mutter. That if it's rafui, then it's going to be mutter. Mashma, that it's aser when it's not rafui. Why? Time of the rafui, lo. But if it wouldn't be loose, it would be a problem. So now we go in the other direction. That works according to Abaye. Hani chal Abaye damar damar shalach lisotzar kufa mutter letzar mekomo aser shapir. Now we know why it has to be loose. But Ella Larava, the Omer Bain Tsar Kufa and Tsarf Mikama Mutter, Mayir Yarafui, why does it have to be loose? I feel low roughly now. Even if it's not loose, it should also be okay. Answers the Gemara, Ahim. This Rabbi Yehuda, that's Mechalik between the two, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Rabbi Eliezer, who. Then we're going to go back to Shita Rabbi Eliezer. Shita Rabbi Eliezer, who said that it's not considered a kli. Rabbi Eliezer also not considered a kli. So since it's not considered a kli, so then in such a case, if the minnow is rafui, then we consider it a kli. Another one, a minnow that's tightly attached, so then that's still being made. It looks like the shoemaker is not finished with it. If it looks like the shoemaker is not finished with it, if it's tightly attached to the shoehorn, so it's not called a shoe, and therefore you can't take it off because it's considered still tahar, and therefore usher to be metaltel, because it's not considered a kli. But if it's already been loosened by the shoemaker, then it's already considered a shoe that's a kli. The sign is, we learned in Braisa, Yudah Mishum Lazar, Hayarafui Mutar. Rabbi Lazar himself said it. So there are two possible reasons that it'll be mutar when it's rafui. Either it's rafui so that you have no problem in terms of the shoehorn, or when it's rafui, then it's considered a kli, and you're removing the shoe directly because it's considered a full-fledged kli. Hadron Allah Toilin Baruch Hashem Messiah Perek Toilin. Okay, continuing on with the halachos of Muktzah, a very important opening Gemara that connects halachos of Muktzah with the halachos of Hotzah. Noital Adam es Benoiva Evan Biyada. The person is allowed to carry his son, and there is a rock which is Muktzah that the kid is holding. The Kilkala. And you're allowed to also carry a basket, va'evim b'socha. So the parallel, of course, is you have a dvar muktzah. You're not carrying the dvar muktzah directly. Either you're carrying the kid or the basket. That both are mutter, va'evim b'socha. You're allowed to carry both of them. Why? So Rashi says, of course, we're not talking about carrying outside. We're talking about carrying within a chatzer. And it seems from here, at first glance, that as long as you're not carrying the dvar muktzah, then it's not going to be a problem. That the Gemara is going to run that through its intense analysis, the Siyata Dishmaya, now, as well as on tomorrow's daf. Umitalton truma tmeya imat tahira. You're allowed to carry truma that's tame with truma that's tar. even though truma that's tameh is mukza, the imachulin, as well as with kulin. Yehuda Amar af malan es hameduma be'echad umeach. You're allowed to take out truma if you had a safek midrabanan, and it's not, there's no problem of tikkun on Shabbos that the Gemara will discuss on another daf. Amar Rav, haitzi tinuk chai. Now we compare hotzah to mukza. What if you took out a child that was alive, the kis toli bitzavaro, and he's carrying a package, a wallet, chayiv mishumti kis. Even though you're not chayiv for the child, the Gemara is about to explain, because we consider chayiv noises atzman, the child's considered carrying himself, but it's considered as if you carried out the package. Tinok meis, but the child is dead, the kis toli bitzavaro, potur. Then the halacha is, the individual is going to be potter. So the question is, why are you potter on the hotzah of the tinok? So that, in Yirtzeh Hashem, the Gemara will all spell out. I think the best thing for now is to leave that. Okay? So tinok chai, it's considered as if you took out the baby. The package. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tinok chai, the kis tola b'tzavara chai mishum kis. You're chai for carrying out the kis. Vli chai not mishum tinok. But what about carrying the baby? Says Gemara, Rava Kerb Nasa Svirlei, Domer chai no se satsmo. We consider the child as carrying himself. So this is a very, very important cloud that we have in Otsa, that if the individual is alive, then since they adjust their weight, so it's not a full hotzah. The Pashtus, we would say, that of course you're carrying. I was always bothered when I was a teenager. Chaynos es atzim. What does that mean? Chaynos es atzim. The answer is not that it literally carries itself. It means that it helps the adult carry it, and therefore it's no longer a full masli. It's not the normal way to carry. Normally you're carrying dead weight. Here, this is not considered dead weight, literally, and therefore it's some type of shinui, and therefore you're not going to be chayv. Asks the Gemara of Elivatel Kis Ligabe Tinok. So we should consider the Kis as Batel to the Tinok. In other words, if the halach is that the Chai is carrying himself, so then the Kis should be Batel to Tinok. Milot Nan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, as a Chai Bemita Potter, Afalamita? That if you carry out a live being and in a bed, the bed is considered Batel to the Chai. So therefore you shouldn't be Chaim on the Mita as well. Shamita Tfeleva. So Gemara says, Mita legabe chai mevat lelei. The Mita vis-a-vis the chai, that's considered clearly secondary. Kis legabe tinok lo mevat lelei. But the kis, when we're comparing it to the tinok, that is not going to be obviously bata. Okay, so that's the halacha. We look at as if, in terms of hotzah, that's considered as if you took out the kis. The tinok, we say no se satsma. Now, what does this have to do with our Mishnah? Not yet. We haven't yet gotten back to our Mishnah. However, we need to go to the case of Tinok Meis that we didn't explain. Tinok Meis, the kis tola b'tzavaro potter. So we learned that the halacha is that the baby is, God forbid, dead, so then you're potter on both accounts. The Gemara asks the obvious question. You don't have the heter chaynos esatzma. L'chay mishum tinok. What about the fact that he's carrying the Tinok Meis? Says Gemara, Rava Krib Shim Svirlei. The halacha is that if a mace is carried out, that's considered a malacha shein tzrich legufa. Why? Because a mace, the way Rashi learns on the Aftzadi test, is that a mace, you don't want the mace in that building. So therefore, you're removing a negative and not creating a positive. So carrying out a mace is a malacha shein tzrich legufa. It's not. Okay, now let's compare it to our mission. So therefore, the halacha is we understand why tinok mace, the halacha is a yomi patur because malacha shein tzrich legufa. Now the Gemara asks a kasha. Now the Gemara doesn't spell out that it's a kasha, but the Gemara is asking a kasha. It's nan. We learned in the Mishnah, noitel adam es benoi ve'evan biyado. We learned in the Mishnah that you're allowed, that the father could take out his son, even though the rock is inside. Asks the Gemara the following kasha. Take a look at Rashi ve'evan biyado. Says Rashi, the second to last line, Midishar lebetil to the chotzer, if you allowed us when it came to Muktzah to carry the kid and the rock that's with him, Shema mina lav kemad denokele yihu le'evendami. We consider it as if the father is not carrying the rock. So ulegabe kis heicha mechayeves leiv. So why did we say that if he takes out the child and it's carrying the kis, the halacha is that he's chayiv, that because he took out the kis. But just like the halacha is when it comes to tiltul muktza, that once you're carrying the kid, it's not considered as if you're carrying the rock, because you're not carrying the rock. So too over here, you're carrying out the kid that's holding the keys. It shouldn't be considered as if you took him out. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amri devei Rabbi Yohanan, b'tinuk sheyesh lo gaguin al aviv. No, we're talking about a kid who's a chola, a kid who needs his father. You guys know what that's like, right? Baruch Hashem, when the kid, each one is garnering for your attention, each one wants to be picked up. So the child, and you know, if you don't pick them up in the next 10 seconds, it'll be a total meltdown. So then the child will be a chola. So then in such a case, betinuk, mirtza shem sun, Rabbi Binyamin, v'siyata d'shmaya. So betinuk sheyeshol gaguin alavdiv, so then in such a case, that would be considered a chola. So then in such a case, Chazal allowed that even though you're going to end up being metalto the rock. So says the Gemara, Yihachi Ma'ir Yeheven, Afil. What's that?
The same thing would be true if it was a kiss. It's just the Mishnah gives a different example.
Correct. But that relates to the Gemara's follow up question. Yihachi Ma'ir Yeheven, why are we talking only about a stone? Afil Dinar Nami, even if it's $100 too. Why choose the example of the Eben? Allah Omar Rabbah, didn't Rabbah teach Lo Shana Le'Evin Avodina Asr? But didn't Rabbah say the money is going to be Asr? You can't hold up, pick up the kid if he's had holding $100. Says the Gemara, Evin Inaf Lo 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 Asr Vuila Suya. If the rock falls down, so then the kid might be disappointed, but the father is not going to be disappointed. It's not going to bother him. Dinar Inaf Lo Asr Vuila Suya. But if the kid drops the money, so then the father is going to come to carry. This Bisiyata the Shmaya concludes. Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Now Bisiyata the Shmaya will go to halacha from the daily daf, the halacha of taking out a stain.